If you're like most men in our audience, you're committed to becoming the man, husband, father, and leader God called and created you to be. But the truth of the matter is, you struggle with either finding the time or knowing where to start. That's exactly why I created the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, to give you a step-by-step, easy-to-follow guide to spiritually leading your family, even if you're a new believer. Now, you can't buy the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, but you can get it for free by signing up for our free e-newsletter. By signing up, you will be notified anytime fresh content is added to my site, so you don't always have to visit my blog to stay up to date on the latest information. Now, to get your free copy of the Real Men Spiritual Leader Blueprint, just visit realmenconnect.com and simply enter your name and email address on the form on the page. So if you're tired of trying to figure it all out and fit it all in as the spiritual leader, provider, and protector of your family, don't miss your chance to discover how to be the man God called and created you to be. Sign up today at realmenconnect.com. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't follow the crowd, they lead one. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." When I was in 11th grade attending North Miami Senior High School in Miami, Florida, something happened that changed my life. I was taking chemistry and our teacher, Mr. Wrestler, now it's not spelled like wrestling, it's Wrestler with an R, it's a German name. He had given us an important project that was going to determine whether or not I would have to attend summer school. Now, it wasn't that the assignment was that important. It was the fact that I hadn't done well in this class academically the entire school year. So I needed to get an A on the project in order to pass this class. Now, have you ever been there before? Now, before I tell you what happened, allow me to set the stage for this life-changing event. Even though my school was in North Miami, I didn't live in the city of North Miami. I actually lived in Liberty City, a very dangerous inner city ghetto several miles outside of North Miami. The only reason I was attending North Miami Senior High School, which was in a predominantly Jewish community, was because they were integrating the schools at the time, and they wanted to diversify the schools. So I had to ride a school bus that passed five high schools in our community before I even reached North Miami Senior High School. Now, I only tell you this because there weren't too many students of color at my school, so I was lucky to have one or two friends I knew from my hood to be in class with me. But back to the assigned project that would determine the fate of my summer. See, when I found out that I needed to get an A on Mr. Wrestler's project, even though I'd never gotten an A on anything in his class before, I decided to work my butt off like I'd never worked before in my life. And can you believe it? I received an A. Now, that was the good news. Now, the bad news was that one of my friends from my neighborhood didn't do the assignment, and he asked me to help him cheat by using mine. And I was dumb enough to do it. Now, of course, Mr. Wrestler exposed our plan and proceeded to give us both Fs on the final project faster than I could say, "Summer school, here I come." But that wasn't the life-changing moment. But the life-changing moment is actually what happened next. As I was leaving the classroom, Mr. Wrestler called me over to his desk and asked for my grade sheet. Then looking at me with disappointment in his eyes, he changed my F back to an A. And before I could even thank him for it, he says, "Joe, listen to me, son. If you ever want to fly with the eagles, you have to stop hanging around turkeys." That was the statement that changed everything for me, including my future. He said, "If you want to fly with the eagles, you have to stop hanging around turkeys." See, up until that time in my life, I had never stopped to evaluate who my friends were. Before I had even reached the age of 16, I had been shot at several times, falsely arrested, gotten into fights, and I wasn't even a violent person, all because I always seemed to be in the wrong place at the wrong time, hanging around the wrong people. Now, it all made sense after my near death by summer school experience. Mr. Wrestler reminded me that I had to stop following the crowd. Turkeys follow, eagles lead. Turkeys flock, but eagles soar. And I had to determine which bird I was gonna be. That's when I realized that most of my so-called friends were turkeys, and I was following them, which made me a turkey, just waiting to be slaughtered and served as Thanksgiving dinner. Now, yeah, I know that's kind of extreme, but you get the point. Now, just 8 years later after that incident, when I became the youngest professor ever hired to teach in the state of Florida at the age of 24, I decided to do something radical at the beginning of every class that I taught. I decided to open each class session with a quote of the day in honor of Mr. Ressler, who had tragically passed away during the same year. Now, each day I would share a word with my class, hoping that something I said would impact them the way Mr. Ressler's word impacted me that day. But students in my class seemed like they could care less about my quote of the day, except for the last day. They told me they knew I had to be saving the best and the most impactful quote for the last day. And guess what? They were right. However, it wasn't Mr. Ressler's quote about the eagles and the turkeys. It was actually from a man named Earl Nightingale. And not only did it become the quote that all of my former students remember the most about me, but also the quote my own children hear me say the most. And it's this: if you want to be successful at anything, it's very easy. Just watch what most people would do in a given situation and simply do the opposite. That's it. In other words, don't follow the crowd. Or in biblical terms, do not conform to this world, Romans 12:2. See, my students couldn't believe that that was the one that I thought was most important. But as you listen to the Real Men Check-In this week, let me ask you this as a man. Do most of the men that you know accept responsibility, or do they place blame? Do most men you know connect emotionally to their wives, or do they distance themselves emotionally from their wives? Do most of the men you know disciple their children or expect the mom or the church to do it? Are most men willing to be honest about their struggles with porn, alcohol, gambling, or drugs, or do they try to hide them from others? Do most of the men you know spend more time talking to God or watching sports? Do most men make a difference, or do they just make excuses? In other words, do most men you know choose to lead or to follow? I think you get the point. See, as men, we can't ever expect to make a difference unless we're willing to first be different. And that means not following the crowd and not conforming to the patterns and the people of this world. So this week, I dare you to be different in every area of your life that's important to you. Because real men don't follow a crowd. Real men lead one. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others, especially those men that you're mentoring and you're discipling. And maybe they may be hanging around the wrong people. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And please do us a huge favor. Take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow the podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. And if you have to drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. You guys have made this the number one podcast on iTunes for Christian men. So please keep downloading, keep subscribing, keep reviewing, and keep sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God called and created you to be. Because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.